traffic.
And let's head on over to Steve Rudin in the 7 News First Alert Weather Center.
As we move through the evening, very warm considering the time of year. Temperatures will fall through the 80s, eventually into the 70s, and will settle into the 60s by early tomorrow morning. Tracking a cold front tomorrow afternoon may trigger a few showers, a few rumbles of thunder, 85 to 90 degrees, partly cloudy on Wednesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin of the First Alert Weather Center.
Sunshine right now, 86 Rockville, 87 Ashburn.
It's 6:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Coming up,
the breaking news we're following. At least three law enforcement officers are killed, five others injured, serving a warrant in North Carolina. The suspect is also dead.
Pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University have defied a deadline to disband, and now they face suspension.
Demonstrators on other campuses have clashed with police in riot gear.
And we've got the latest on day five of protests at George Washington University. WTOP's Dick Giuliano has been at the scene.
Two teens arrested in that senior skip day mass shooting from Greenbelt earlier this month. One suspect, just 14.
Boosting security at some local elementary schools. I'm Scott Gelman.
On Wall Street, the Dow picked up 146, the NASDAQ up 55, S&P up 16.
It is 7 o'clock.
Deadly shooting of law enforcement officers in North Carolina.
It sounded like World War III.
Columbia University says it's suspending pro-Palestinian protesters.
We continue to urge the protesters to remove the encampment.
As Israel-Hamas ceasefire talks progress,
they could discuss a permanent end to the war.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Law enforcement officers are shot as they try to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina. Daniel Melendez was nearby.
We were driving by. We heard about over 100 gunshots.
CBS's Jim Crisula.
Three law enforcement officers, including a deputy U.S. Marshal, were shot and killed, and five others were wounded, one critically, as they tried to serve an arrest warrant at a house on the east side of Charlotte, North Carolina. Mayor Vi Lyles.
We've lost three people. They lost their lives after they gave us the opportunity to be in a safe place, and they lost their lives.
The suspect was found dead outside the house. Two others inside were taken into custody. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
It's unclear whether the dead suspect was shot by officers or died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Student protesters kick off another week calling for Israel to end its offensive in Gaza and for divestments from their schools. A Columbia University spokesman says the school is suspending students who have not left the encampment. Odyssey New York's Marla Diamond is there.
Despite threats of disciplinary action, the tents stayed and hundreds of students marched around the quad chanting and beating drums in solidarity. Eve said she was hoping to send a message.
What I hope administration takes from this is that there's an outpouring of support from our community and that students are willing to fight for what's right.
Organizers say they have been peaceful and call threats of suspension or expulsion bribery.
At the University of Texas at Austin, six people have been arrested and officers used pepper spray after a group of protesters blocked the path of a police van. As Secretary of State Antony Blinken urges Hamas to accept the ceasefire deal from Israel that was made recently.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel.
CBS's Robert Berger.
Israel is offering a ceasefire of several weeks in exchange for the release of 33 Israeli hostages and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, possibly up to 1,000.
Four people, including a baby, are dead after tornadoes touched down over the weekend in Oklahoma. Governor Kevin Stitt visited devastated Sulphur.
Definitely the most damage since I've been governor that I've seen.
Iowa and Nebraska were also hard hit, and the Houston area has been dealing with flooding. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 146 points now.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
7:03 here on WTOP on this Monday evening, April 29th, 2024. Rockville at 86 degrees, dropping to the 60s later. And good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. We're staying on top of the college campus demonstrations here and across the country over the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. The overwhelming majority of the protesters are pro-Palestinian. Many are calling on the universities to cut financial ties to Israel because of the war. Some Jewish students and supporters of Israel say the protests have strayed into anti-Semitism. At George Washington University, a significant ramp-up of the demonstrations on this last day of classes. In the pre-dawn hours, police were escorting a student out of university yard when protesters started taking down metal barriers and retaking their encampment. WTOP's Dick Giuliano was there earlier.
But now with the barriers down, it's one expansive tent encampment from the southern edge of the yard northward onto 8th Street. I spoke to the students. They say they are determined to stay here until their demands. Among the demands are disciplinary action against seven of the organizers of this protest be dropped by the university because seven students are on interim suspension right now. They're not allowed into university housing and so forth. And then there are other demands which have to do with the Mideast and academic cooperation with Israeli institutions and things of this sort.
WTOP's Dick Giuliano on the campus of GW. At last report, demonstrators had gathered at University Yard for a musical performance. New this evening on WTOP, two teenagers are under arrest in connection with a shooting at that senior skip day event in Greenbelt earlier this month. Greenbelt police say the suspects are 14 and 16 years old. They're charged with attempted murder and charged as adults. More than 500 students were at the Schroem Hills Park in Greenbelt. That was on April 19th before 8 to 10 shots rang out. All of the five teens who were injured are now out of the hospital. The emergency weekend curfew for teenagers at National Harbor has come and gone with no reported violations. That curfew requires kids 16 and younger to have an adult with them on the weekends from 5 p.m. to 6 a.m., Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. It was put in place after a huge fight broke out between hundreds of teens earlier this month. Prince George's County Police say as many as 800 young people were involved in fighting, vandalism, and stealing at National Harbor. The county council is now working on passing emergency legislation that would expand that youth curfew. 705, increasing security on elementary school campuses, is just one of the recommendations released tonight by a group in charge of reviewing safety and security in Loudoun County Public Schools. WTOP's Scott Gelman has the story.
We do have school resource officers assigned to every high school and every middle school.
But Dan Adams with the school district says they're not in elementary schools. That's why the panel, made up of law enforcement and educators, is recommending adding security to those campuses.
Really trying to cover all the different bases when it comes to school safety.
It doesn't have to be an SRO. The district could explore using school safety officers who work for the county but aren't members of law enforcement.
And then in some cases, we do have a contract with a third-party firm.
Adams explains boosting security is helpful for medical emergencies, too.
LCPS is very proud that it takes a very strategic, very broad view of school safety.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
The school system is hoping to hear from community members on the recommendation before deciding whether this should be implemented. A student accused of making a threat on Instagram against Osborne Park High School in Manassas is now under arrest. The suspect is 17. Investigators say the threat to the school was not real. The suspect is going to court rather than through the juvenile justice system. As we get more information, we'll bring it to you here at WTOP. 7:07, and it's feeling a lot like summer this evening. In fact, we broke a record at Dulles Airport, 91 degrees. WTOP's Nick Iannelli is out with people enjoying these high temperatures in some cases, and in other cases saying they really hate it, that it's gotten so hot so quickly.
I'm not ready for this hot weather yet.
And why is that?
Because we just went from spring to late summer.
Lori Rosen says the nice spring weather didn't last long enough. She says it's like the hot weather just appeared out of nowhere and smacked us all in the face.
Now, all of a sudden, all I want to do is go jump in a pool. And I like warm weather, but this is kind of crazy.
For Chris Roth, he takes a more long-term view. He says the temperatures will likely be up and down like a yo-yo for a while now.
It'll probably get cool again, and then we'll have real summer.
And what is real summer?
Like 90s every day.
So this is like a blip on the radar.
Yeah, we'll have like a week of this, and then it'll cool down a little bit.
In Montgomery County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Coming up here on WTOP, a local bank merger to tell you about, and how many of your Amazon packages are same day or next day. Stay with us. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver. All the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds. That's it. Done. Peace.
708. Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son. Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, let's go to Carlos Ramirez in the traffic center.
Thank you so very much, Dimitri. And of course, there's a few pockets of slowdowns all over, but nothing too dramatic. Love to see that. We were dealing with some delays on the inner loop of the Beltway soon after Central Avenue. Sounds like, according to the listener, tow truck showed up, got rid of the vehicle that was blocking things, and it looks like as of now, traffic is flowing much better than even just a few moments ago. Northbound DC 295, slow in the usual spots headed towards Pennsylvania Avenue right now. BW Parkway looks all right, though, a little slow northbound towards 197. Inside the Beltway, headed through College Park, you got that work zone southbound near Berwyn House Road, so watch out for that. That's going to be over on the left-hand side. Southeast Southwest Freeway, that's 395 and 695. No issues there between the 11th and 14th Street bridges. Northbound GW Parkway, slow past the overlooks, but sounds like that moped that was there has gotten out of the way. TOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
All right, Carlos, let's go to Steve Rudin. He's 7 News First Alert Meteorologist.
As we head through the early evening, we'll look for plenty of sunshine and very warm temperatures considering the time of year. Falling through the 80s into the 70s, and by early tomorrow morning, the 60s. A cold front will arrive tomorrow afternoon and into the evening. It may allow a few showers and thunderstorms to develop, but many neighborhoods will stay totally dry. Highs for the day, 80 to 85 degrees. As we move into the day on Wednesday, temperatures hold in the 80s, and Thursday, we're around 85 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Manassas, 85 degrees. Metro Center at 87. Frederick, Maryland, 86. Gradually falling to the 60s overnight. And we bring you traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks here on WTOP. Brought to you this time by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News 10 and 40 past the hour, and Jeff Claybaugh.
Amazon says 60% of its Prime deliveries in large cities last quarter were same or next day. Alexandria-based Burke and Herbert Bank will merge with West Virginia's Summit Financial. It closes this week, doubling the bank's size. Michelin's inaugural hotel guide lists several in D.C., the Jefferson, Rosewood, Pendry, DuPont Circle Hotel, Hay Adams, and the Eaton. The Dow finished Monday session up 146 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Who works hard every day to keep energy affordable, reliable, and sustainable for their customers? It's how they deliver more than energy. Learn more at pepco.com/morethanenergy.
Coming up on WTOP, cheaper to rent a home than buy one. That goes for the whole country, or at least the top 50 biggest metro areas. We're going in depth with Bankrate just ahead. It's 7-Eleven.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1794. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1794. That's 800-575-1794. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Later this hour, what changes is the new Maryland school superintendent planning to make? More from WTOP in about 60 seconds.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
John Aaron, Michelle Bash, and Rita Kessler.
They can't help you prepare for that meeting tomorrow morning.
But with traffic updates every 10 minutes on the 8s, they can help you show up for it on time.
Mornings on WTOP News.
Facts matter.
Great to have you here at 7:14. So it turns out right now renting is cheaper than buying in all 50 of our biggest metro areas here in the U.S. This comes from a bank rate analysis of typical monthly mortgage payments and monthly rental costs. And to go in depth on this, we're going live to Alex Gailey with Bank Rate. Thank you, Alex, for a bit of your time. Good to hear from you again. What are we to make of this survey? Is it a sign of just how out of reach buying a home is in America right now, or somehow rent is a little more under control? Like, I didn't quite know what to make of it, and that's part of the reason we called to have you on tonight.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. It is definitely a reflection of broader housing market conditions. The fact that home prices are so high, mortgage rates are north of 7%, and then there's also a lot of competition in the market with a shortage of homes available for sale. At the same time, we have seen rent prices soften over the last year. They're still rising, but they're just not rising as quickly as they did in 2021 and 2022 when we saw peak inflation. So it's really a combination of the factors here. Buying a home is ultimately really expensive right now because of those various factors I listed off. And so overall, you find that renting, at least in the short term, is the more cost-effective option in all 50 of the largest U.S. metros.
So you mentioned U.S. metros. This is not state by state, but we can take a closer look at our region. Can we start with D.C. and like Arlington, Alexandria, that part of the area? Is there a big difference there between rent and mortgage?
Yeah, so there's about a 50% difference between the typical monthly rent and typical monthly mortgage payment. So it costs 51% more to own a typical home on a monthly basis than to rent in the Washington metro area. It lands in the middle of the pack in terms of cost differences between typical rent and a typical monthly mortgage payment, but that doesn't mean it's affordable to rent or own. Renting is sort of the lesser of two evils. In this case, at least in the short term, typical rent in the Washington metro DC area is roughly $3,200. A typical monthly mortgage payment is roughly $3,500. So again, that ends up equaling out to about a 50% difference between the two. So that ultimately comes down to high demand in the metro area and high home prices.
And then one more snapshot, Columbia, Maryland, the Baltimore region. Is it the same deal there, or is there a bit of a difference?
There's certainly a difference there. The Baltimore metro area tends to generally be more affordable, lower home prices, lower rent. So typical monthly rent in Baltimore metro area is about $1,800. A typical monthly mortgage payment is about $2,400. So you do see that renting is still cheaper in Baltimore, but the difference there is a lot smaller. It's only 32% difference. And that just comes down to the fact that home prices are lot lower in Baltimore metro area compared to the Washington metro area. So ultimately, the barrier of entry for homeownership is a lot lower in the Baltimore metro area.
And finally, Alex, the takeaway, the big lesson here, should we rent? A lot of us who kind of came up the old school way believe that rent was throwing your money away. That seems to be evolving now, that sometimes renting is just fine.
Yeah, I think the rhetoric there is evolving. I think really the big takeaway is that
you know, if you do want to buy, just to make sure that you are financially prepared to make that leap, it is a long-term financial commitment. It's going to take at least 5 to 7 years for you to see any return on your investment there. So it's something that you have to be thinking about as a long-term decision, not just whether you want to buy right now and stay there for maybe a year or two. It comes down to your lifestyle preferences. Do you see yourself settling down in one place for more than 5 years? If the answer is no, then renting is likely a better option for you. And there are other ways to build wealth, because that is one key benefit of buying, is to build wealth over time and build savings. But you could always invest in the stock market through a retirement account, for example. That's something that is a lot easier. The barrier of entry there is a lot lower, and it's something that you can already get started doing. If you do want to buy a home eventually, it's strategic to have all these kind of different levers you can pull to build wealth over time. So I would say focus on building your savings, paying down any debt. And if you have the financial means to buy right now and you're ready to commit, then you should move forward with that. Time in the market is much more important than trying to time the market.
Okay, Alex, great information. Hope you have a great night.
Thank you so much.
Alex Gailey with Bankrate on WTOP. We're brought to you by Silver Diner, fresh seafood at a diner. Yes, if it's Silver Diner, enjoy fresh, not frozen, wild-caught Icelandic cod and Antarctic salmon. Have it as an entree or add it to your favorite salad, served every day at a fair price. Silver Diner, much more than a diner. This is Carlos Ramirez in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks so much, Dimitri. And thankfully, we've kind of hit post-rush hour here. Very few major delays. A few exceptions going to be like southbound 95 right after Route 1 headed towards 123. And sounds like there's likely some sort of event at Eagle Bank Arena. Pretty crowded on Braddock Road there near 123. I heard from a listener and got confirmation from VDOT southbound 28 in Manassas near Compton Road. Got a pretty serious crash there. Westbound 66. Been dealing with some brake lights headed towards 234 Sudley Road. That one's for what looked to be a broken down vehicle getting picked up right now over on the right side. Looks like it's mostly on the shoulder. Folks are mostly slowing down because they saw that tow truck pull up. In Maryland, 95, BW Parkway, 270, all completely up to speed. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Now to WTOP and Fact 7 News. First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
A very good looking remainder of the evening across the DMV, mainly dry with temperatures settling from the 80s eventually into the 70s. Overnight lows drop to the 60s. By tomorrow morning, we'll see a good sunrise and temperatures will rebound to around 85 to 90 degrees. A cold front arrives tomorrow afternoon in the evening that will trigger an isolated shower, perhaps a rumble or two of thunder. Daytime highs Wednesday, 80 to 85 degrees. Looking at wet weather for the weekend. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Upper Marlboro, 83. Woodbridge 83 and D.C. at 87. Some parts of our area falling to the 60s were brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Still ahead here on WTOP, taking a look at small businesses in our area and celebrating this week. 7:21 on WTOP.
Did you know, for every wish Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic grants, there are three or more children with critical illnesses that need your support? My name is Emma, I'm 14 years old, and I have epilepsy. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic granted my wish to go to Discovery Cove with my family, where I swam with dolphins, went to the aquarium. It was an amazing experience. Thank you, Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic. Donate today at dmvwishes.org to help more kids like me get their wishes granted. That's dmvwishes.org.
Hello, my name is Amy Blaken, and I am the CEO of Client Solution Architects. With more than 40 years' experience, CSA has been a partner of choice to the federal government, delivering mission-focused integrated technology and operational support services. Our global employee population consists of more than 52% veteran and military spouses that are at the forefront of our clients' mission. Bearing witness to the power of a wish and creating bonds with our adopted wish kids, like Emma, is a uniquely inspirational experience. The acts of kindness and generosity on behalf of our employees is a testament to living our vision. CSA is making a positive impact to the lives of others, giving back to the communities we operate in. From the messages behind the reason to give to the dedicated Wish Kids that became a part of CSA's family, our thriving partnership with Operation Dreammaker continues to bring life-changing hope to children and their families. please visit dmvwishes.org for more information.
722. Top stories we're working on WTOP. Three law enforcement officers are killed, five others wounded as they tried to serve a warrant in North Carolina. We have a special report on the way. The latest on ongoing campus demonstrations against the Gaza war across the country and here in D.C. Keep it here for full details. Other news at this hour, Carrie Wright, the newly chosen state superintendent of Maryland Public Schools, is trying to fix the way states measure academic success, especially in the free state. She tells the Baltimore Banner that means changing the state test, revamping the standards for English, math, and social studies, and improving the virtual hub that measures the success of each public school. She says the goal is to give you a clearer view of how well your kids are taught. Small businesses celebrated here in the nation's capital this week. WTOP's Mike Murillo says it includes ribbon cuttings and some big money going out to businesses in the city.
To kick off Small Business Week in D.C., the ribbon was cut outside the newly renovated office of Jennifer Ferris's interior design company, Bandura Designs.
We are starting today to bring our office to the next level, along with this amazing, thriving community here on Rhode Island Avenue.
The business was among several to have received grants from the city, including the Robust Retail Citywide Grant. D.C. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie took part in the ribbon cutting.
Our small businesses are truly the backbone of our local economy. Do you all agree?
Also, to kick off the week, 64 new recipients of the grants were announced, and they'll get up to $10,000 to spend on anything from payroll to renovations. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
There have been lots of recent improvements in the treatment of lung cancer. Now a new study aims to learn more about the inherited risk of the disease. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says researchers hope you'll want to take part.
We do a blood draw.
Laurie Ambrose with GoTo for Lung Cancer. Along with the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, they're expanding their recent research that showed that people having one genetic mutation were at higher risk of developing lung cancer. So the participants would be monitored for 5 years.
If there was an early presentation of a suspicious nodule or tumor, we would be on top of it and manage it accordingly.
Doctors say the earlier lung cancer can be detected, the better the chance for a cure. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
We can add another milestone to Taylor Swift's resume.
Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department makes history, topping the Billboard 200 this week after selling 2.6 million units in its debut. It's the second highest single week of album sales in history.
You left your typewriter at my apartment.
It also makes it the biggest album of the year so far and ties Taylor with Jay-Z. They both now have 14 chart-topping albums as soloists. Only the Beatles have more at 19. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum, solving what's next for the intelligence community.
Well, it's 7:25. Let's check in with Rob Woodfork.
All right, the Nationals draw first blood.